everybody's got their own beliefs and has their own ideas, and some people are a lot more private or public than others. And you know, I think the biggest thing is that you do what you believe in, and you stand by, stand by your actions. You take account. You have to have accountability for your actions and for the things that you say. I think no matter if you're a hockey player or whatever your walk is in life, accountability is very important.
Andrew Ferentz earlier today with Dennis and Callahan. It's Mutt and Lou, 93.7 WEEI. Brad Marchand joining us, brought to you by Brennan Smoke Shop. And Drumhill 40 joins us on the AT&T hotline. AT&T 4G LTE with speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G AT&T. Rethink possible. Been a long time, Brad. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. The question, we got a lot of questions for you. Let's start with, I think, an easy one. What happened to your Twitter account? You were on Twitter for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I was. I thought I'd make an appearance, but I was told it was in my best interest to delete it. So I did.
By who?
People.
People that may work for the Bruins?
People who own my life.
Well, there you go. I mean, yeah. might be a good idea. I mean, I know you tried to hang out with your fan base, but sometimes I think people put things out there on maybe some public forums that aren't supposed to be in that way. It's just like Tim Thomas, I guess, and we've talked a lot about that today. And the whole thing with the White House, it was in the past, and then yesterday he's bombarded with questions. What is he like in that clubhouse right now, the locker room rather? Is he a different guy? Are you starting to sense some frustration with Tim Thomas?
Not really. Timmy, he's his own guy, and he seems to handle things pretty well. He's not really any different at all.
I think the public's finding out his different political views here, Brad. Is this something maybe the team, you've been with this team now a couple of years, something that you guys knew as players, that Tim had some different feelings on some different topics inside that dressing room?
Yeah, we know that, but Timmy, everyone has their own opinion on things. Everyone inside and outside of hockey are the same way. Everyone views things in certain ways. We can't judge anyone for how they believe in certain things.
Now, you guys are a pretty close-knit group. I think a lot of Bruins fans felt that way, watching you go through it, caring for one another, fighting for one another. And a lot of the times when you talk about goalies, sometimes, they're on their little island sometimes, by themselves. Maybe they're loners. Is Tim Thomas like that with you guys? Is he one of the guys? Is he in the back of the plane with everybody?
Yeah, everyone in our team is close. And, we build a lot of good relationships, especially on the road. And Timmy's the same way. He fits in very well with our team, and he's no different than anyone else.
As one of his teammates, does it get annoying at any point, Brad, to have to answer questions from Lou and I and the media around this team about Tim and his Facebook posts and everything else?
There's points throughout the year where you have to deal with or you have to talk about different guys, about different things. I could care less about politics. I don't know. 99% of things he's talking about, I don't have a clue what's going on.
You guys don't sit around and share beliefs?
No, I don't even know when the presidential race is, or I don't even know who's in the mix. So, that's how much I care about it. It's not something that I talk to Timmy about.
They don't even have presidents in Canada. What do you guys have, a prime minister or something? What is it?
Again, I don't even know who our prime minister is. And I swear to God, I don't. So, shows how much I care about politics.
See, I think that's part of it, too. I think a lot of the fans are just like, just enough already, and just play goal. Because a lot of the Bruins fans, I think, for the most part, there are some, but just saying, I don't really care. I just want this guy to stop the puck. But it almost like he just brings it out again, and I'm thinking that he'll probably bring it out again and have to be addressing the same questions.
I don't know what's really going on. I just found out 2 minutes ago that he even posted something yesterday. So, whatever he's doing, that's his business, and I don't really think it's up to anyone outside of hockey or anyone inside hockey for that matter to tell him how to act. It's his own business.
Now, listen, I'm not one of those people that think that, you know, that this is one of the reasons why you guys, you know, 5-6-1 in your last 12 games. I think there are other reasons. And one thing I thought saw the other night that we didn't see, I think, when you guys were playing great hockey was maybe you lost some of that, maybe that mental toughness. You had a goal that probably should have been allowed. It didn't happen. And it seemed like after that, just the air kind of fell out of that team. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we seemed to get a little frustrated at that point, and you know, we didn't play the same way. I thought we had a really good start to the first period, and we were playing good hockey, and then we just seemed to go downhill after they, you know, they scored, and then our goal was to fill out, and you know, we get upset with the refs at times, and so we do. We definitely do have to get mentally stronger in that area.
Did Claude get after you guys a little bit? The reports were it was a louder Claude Julien back at practice yesterday, Brad.
Not really. We didn't have a very easy practice. It was a little harder, but you know, I think he's just trying to get our work ethic and our battle up to where it was before. But you know, he wasn't yelling or hollering or anything like that.
I mean, you guys are a veteran team now. I mean, you got the Stanley Cup experience. You guys won a Stanley Cup. It's primarily, for the most part, the same team. I mean, when you go through ruts, kind of like you are right now, and I say rut because the way you guys played hockey for basically 2 months, what's the biggest key, you think, for your team to get out of it?
Well, first off, I think people need to just relax and you know, realize that there's ups and downs throughout the season. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at our first month, we 3-7, and everyone was writing us off that we weren't even going to make playoffs and everything, and then, you know, we just dominated in November, and you know, there's ups and downs. You can't get too high, you can't get too low, but you just have to remember that you have to get back to basics when things aren't going right, and you know, realize that to win hockey games, you have to do the little things, and you know, the other part, the goals and all that will come.
Claude Julien was telling the media today, just a couple of minutes ago, that Nathan Horton, Brad, had a setback. I mean, you've probably watched this guy try to get back and try to play. He's missed 6 games. After suffering that concussion, you know, what has it been like trying to watch your teammate get back and play while dealing with these concussion issues?
It's always tough. You don't ever want to see a guy go through that, especially your own teammate. And, you know, a guy who, like Horty, was, you know, a very, very nice guy who always likes to have fun and, you know, a great guy around the room. So we hate to see it, but, you know, we're pulling for him, and hopefully he'll be back here with us soon.
Hey, we haven't talked to you since the All-Star game, and I was just wondering, how much was Tyler Seguin sweating it out, thinking that maybe he was going to be the last guy?
I don't think he thought he was going to be the last guy. I think he knew that Z would take care of him and make sure that wasn't a possibility. But if I was in his shoes, I'd want to go last, get that free car.
The free car there.
They gave out free cable for being last. You'd probably push for it.
Oh, exactly. You know, yeah, free game. Well, I'd make sure I was last.
Give us the recap. How was Disney World? Well, last time we talked, you were getting on a plane to go celebrate this All-Star break with Mickey and Minnie. Was it a good time?
Yeah, it was a blast. You know, I had a great time. It was, you know, I got to see some pretty cool stuff, and you know, that place is awesome. I'm a big kid. I like to have fun, and that place is amazing.
What is the All-Star break like? I know in baseball, you take the break after playing every single day. It seems like you've been 2 weeks off, and it takes a while to get back into it. Is it something where rest is needed, or is it tough to kind of get back into it after a long break like that?
I felt that the break was, you know, it was really good for us. We had a really long year so far, and a really long year last year. And anytime you have a day off or a few days off, you really need to use it to your advantage and make sure you rest up. And you know, I felt it was very necessary for us to do that, and you know, I felt good in doing that, too.
I know you're off of Twitter now, but somebody tweeted that you have a clothing line now. Are you involved in some sort of T-shirt clothing line, Brad?
Yeah, I am. It's I'm working with the Boston Sports Apparel Company, and yeah, we're doing lots of stuff with, like, the Brutang Clan and North Face Killer shirt, and there's some really, really cool stuff coming out. That's out right now, and it'll be coming out. And, so, yeah, we're definitely got something going.
Well, where do we get some
of
these things?
Yeah, where's our gear? One of your guys keeps tweeting us saying he's going to send us some gear. I'm looking at this Brutang Clan shirt with you in the front, and you got your whole team behind you. I think it's Chara with a big stick like a Sasquatch there in the back of this thing. Where's our shirts?
Yeah, I think you can get it at I loveBostonSports.com. You know,
on the website. They got everything, and you can get them. I know you can get some stuff in stores. I know it's Cambridge Mall. There's some spots you can get it, and out front of the garden before every game. They're selling them too. So and I'll find out some more places, and I'll let you guys know a little more next week.
We'll just give you the ad. You just send some here. We'll rep that stuff for you.
Sounds good. I'll do it up.
And what size is Sagan? Extra small? Is that fair?
Yeah. Baby Gap, you can get his stuff at.
Yeah, Tuca's not exactly, hitting the scale hard either.
Yeah, no, they actually got to customize Tuca's shirts to be really, really skinny. So they don't fall off him, but he's put on a little bit more weight now, though.
Did you go to his Super Bowl party on Sunday?
Yes, I was there.
You guys are pretty beat up about that, I heard. Everybody showed up in their jerseys and everything.
Yeah, we were, we were really repping the team. Everyone had their, they had their jerseys on, hats on, and we were raring to go, but, very disappointing finish.
Now, are you a big football fan, or was it just more of like, oh, there's a party I'm in?
I'm not a huge football fan. I'm getting into it a little bit more here now because of, the Pats and the boys like to watch it a bit in the room, but back home it's not very big, and so I'm getting into it a little bit more here now.
So I'm guessing you didn't have the party at your house because the fact that you don't have cable, that would have kind of been tough.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't like cleaning up after people, so.
That's a good rule to live by. Mm. Brad, Nashville tomorrow. Best of luck over the weekend. Look forward to talking next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Brad Marchand, joining us here with Mutt and Lou 93.7. Our conversation with Brad has been brought to you by Bread and Smoke Shops, the very best tobacco and tobacco accessories at the very best prices in Massachusetts. Must be 18 years of age or older. And also by Drumhill Ford. Visit drumhillford.com to view their inventory. Drumhill Ford, it's worth the drive. He shut down his Twitter account. And there is no doubt in my mind, somebody over there, Cam Neely, one of the ownership group, said, time to shut that thing down.
If that's the case,
yes.
Why don't you just shut down Tim Thomas's? Because Brad Marchand's not Tim Thomas. He's got firmer beliefs, and he would never let that happen.
I think that's it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we'll get some news this afternoon.
Well, you shut down. I mean, if you sit there and say it's not wise, we don't want you to do Twitter. Okay, well, Tim, listen. It's not wise. We don't want you to do Facebook here for a while, okay? Let's just sort of lay low and let's go play some hockey. Let's stop some pucks. That's what we do. Stop at pucks. You know what I mean?
Okay, accentuate
some games.
The pucks.
Yeah.
617-779-0850. Toll free, 888-525-0850. We come back. A little hit on NFL free agency and maybe Lou jinxing the Patriots. Keep it here.